You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Can you just please do this for a while? Just greet the person beside you first. Tell the person Happy New Year to you. We want to thank everyone for being part of this church community for the year 2017. You are blessed in being part in this church community. Come on now. If you consider yourself a member of this church, we want to thank you for journeying with us in 2017. The trust that you have given to the leadership team of this church. If you are a ministry volunteer or you are a Victory Group leader, we sincerely want to thank you. You know, today, I want to talk about something. I don't know of anyone who might get into a new year with a wishful thinking that their life is going to be miserable. I want to tell you something. You know, before coming up with a message that we're going to have here today, I've actually wrestled with what the best message will be is fit for Victory Dumaguete. I've come up with the first one. I felt like, you know, that is not what God would want to tell every single one of us. So I came up with this one right here. And I want to talk about us being blessed. Okay, I want to talk about us being happy in 2018. Now, I want to see a show of hands. If you're here and you want to be happy this 2018, I want to see your hands for a while. If you want to be happy, you want to be blessed this 2018, don't worry, I'm not going to preach any prosperity gospel here today. I just want to ask, if you want to be happy this 2018, come on now. Okay, now, what constitutes that happiness that we're going to be talking about here? And, you know, that is what I have outlined here today. And I want to look at Psalm chapter 1. This is the first psalm that we have. This is written by David right here. Okay, it says here, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted on streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." All right, here's what we're going to do here this afternoon. We'll make an exposition of Psalm chapter 1, and I hope and pray that God is going to speak to our lives here today as we get into a brand new year. 2018 is being prepared for us. And I want to start with verse 1 of Psalm chapter 1. It says here, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." Now, what is interesting here is the first psalm in your Bible talks about a blessed life. Come on now. I mean, the very first psalm that we can find here in your Bible talks about us being blessed. So it is rather important for us to look into this, to examine this for a while. You know, upon studying this, I realized that the word blessed here is coming from the original Hebrew word Asher or Asherai. Asher, Asherai here in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 simply means happy. So meaning to say, the next time you read blessed is the man, you could start translating that to happy is the man. So meaning to say, God wants all of us to be happy. I'm not saying that that is the entirety of a Christian life, but because God's heart is for us, and therefore he wants us to be happy or live a blessed life. So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Now the word blessed here, word Asher, Asherai, means happy. The fact there, if you try to study that or examine that later, you'd come to understand that this word blessed or Asher is actually in its plural form. So meaning to say, it is not just talking about us being happy, but it talks about us being very happy. Okay, and I want you to understand that this is basically God's heart for every single one of us. Now, if you're believing God for happiness this year, now let me just say a couple of things for a while, and I want you to shout amen if you feel like this looks like something that's going to make you happy. Are we game for that one? Okay, what if this 2018, your brand new car awaits you? Amen. Come on now. Okay, what if this 2018, your promotion awaits you? Okay, what if this 2018, this is not a trick question or whatever, okay? What if this 2018, someone would finally approach you for the ladies here and finally propose to you? Amen. Come on now. Sabi ko, amen lang, may pumalakpak. Ang tawag po dyan, faith. Now, I want you to understand that whenever we say happiness, a lot of times, we always associate happiness with something that is external. Now, take note of this one. When God says He wants to bless you, material gifts are actually part of the package. But that is not the entirety of it. Are folks catching this? So, meaning to say, having said that, I want us to understand, look at this one, that the pursuit of happiness is never ending. You may have a brand new car now. By the time it's 2020, your car is going to be 2 years old. The pursuit of happiness is never ending. What am I trying to say here? Let me just drop the bomb here for every single one of us. The New Year's bomb. Okay, look at this one. Happiness is something that we shouldn't be pursuing. Come on now. Happiness is something that we should not be pursuing. Why? Because happiness is just a byproduct of another pursuit, and that is the pursuit of holiness and the pursuit of God. So if you're here today, you're telling me, Archie, I want to be happy, I want to be blessed this 2018, I think the simple answer to that is start pursuing the things of God for your life. Start pursuing the things of God for your life. Isn't that what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33? But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be given to you as well. If you're here and you are a business person, I want you to understand that this is the thing that's going to bring about the greatest dividends in your life. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be given to you as well. If you go further, if you're looking at the word blessed, let me just lay or establish something for a while. And it is this one. Blessedness relates to the way we live and the choices we make. Now, blessedness relates to the way we live and the choices we make. Meaning to say, if we live a certain kind of lifestyle, if we choose a certain kind of lifestyle, we will be blessed. And that is a universal fact. Now, before you say that I'm trying to propose a moralistic behavior for every single one of us here, allow me to just qualify this first. It says here, blessed is the man who, it doesn't say blessed is the man if. Are folks catching this? So meaning to say, as much as blessedness relates to our doing, it also relates to our being. The very fact that you are a son and a daughter of God, you are a blessed person. But there are things that comes into our lives that we would qualify as blessings. If you look at this for a while, look at this one. It says here, the blessing comes in these different forms. And it is quite amazing because if you look at verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of Psalms, it says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. First, he starts talking about blessings. But the manner at which he's explaining blessing for his people, he looks at the negative aspect of it first. He says, this person does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. This person does not stand in the way of sinners. And this person does not sit in the seat of scoffers. Or in other translation, it says, this person does not sit in the seat of mockers. Now, if you look at that for a while, we could basically come up with a conclusion that what constitutes blessing in your life, a lot of times, is if we learn how to say no. Perhaps, friends, this 2018, your blessings are wrapped in this word right here, as learning how to say no. A lot of people would want to be LeBron James, probably the greatest player in the NBA, according to his parents. In the NBA right now, if you want to be LeBron James, you will have to be someone who would be doing what he was doing, and that is what? Refusing so many things. The spiritual parallel to that is that, if you look at this one, it says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Look at this one. There's a progression there. Come on now. There's a progression here. First up is, this person starts walking. Now look at this one. If you are here and you are a Christian, everywhere you go, you're surrounded by people who, there are people who love God, there are people who hate God. Now at the end of the day, we all have our own Christian walk. Now look at this one. It says here, if you are not fixated on Jesus, if your mind is not set on the things of above, and that is going to be the time that you're going to notice the things around you. He starts walking, then after that, he stands, meaning to say, he lingers for a while and starts entertaining. Starts entertaining the company of the people around him. And then eventually, he proved that being in this company feels like I am at home. And after lingering, he sits down and have an intimate relationship with them. In that case, let me tell you something. These are the very things that's gonna basically steal the blessings that God has for you in 2018. Allow me to try to dissect this for what it says here. First is the counsel of the wicked. Okay, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. What do we mean when we say counsel of the wicked? Okay, what do we mean when we say counsel of the wicked? Now look at the person beside you for a while, okay? Di po yan yung wicked person that I'm talking about. Yan po yung opposite ng wicked person. Okay? Now look at this one. When you say counsel of the wicked, we're simply talking about what? Advice of those who are morally unstable. You know what? Nothing can be disastrous in this life other than these two things. First is, you don't take or you don't heed to an advice. It's going to be disastrous for you. The other aspect of that is, it's also a tragedy for us if we take in all the advices. Are folks catching this? If you're here and you are newly married, any newly married couples here? If you're here and you're newly married or you are a new parent, isn't it right that a lot of people will come up to you and will give you so many advices? This is how you should feed your baby. This is how you should do it. This is how you should spend your day and stuff. Like, there will be so many advices. Now, a lot of times, a lot of these advices are coming from a heart with a good intention, just that they are not godly counsel. Are folks catching this? Meaning to say, if you're here, you are an engineer, you know what I'm talking about. If you're an engineer, you're building a house, and you're soliciting all of the advices that people are telling you, you're going to end up having this kind of house. Instead of helping you, it's going to ruin you, especially if it is not a godly counsel. 2018... if you want to receive God's blessing for your life, you have to make sure that the counsel, the things that you are consciously and unconsciously downloading from the internet, music, are things that are basically coming from God. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know what, all advice out there are wrong. I'm just saying that not all of them are godly counsel. Not all of them are influenced with a biblical worldview, for that matter. Allow me to further explain this for a while. Especially for the young people here, just because something sounds right doesn't mean it is right. Just because something has been brought out by someone popular doesn't mean it is already God-honoring. Just because someone comes up, a YouTuber comes up with something, doesn't mean that you have to follow suit. Come on now. Use your mind. Just because a YouTuber comes out and tells you, you know, I am a Christian YouTuber, I bring this, doesn't have to say that you have to follow suit. Because at the end of the day, you have to ask the question, why? You have to be able to process it for you and ask yourself if this YouTube content or this blog content or whatever this is that I am following suit is helping me in my relationship with God or just wanting me to have what that person has. I'm not thinking of any person again. My point is, godly counsel is important. You'll have to have counsel from people, from books that basically have the influence of God's word. People would speak the truth of God's word in your life. In 2018, okay, a simple way to basically talk about godly counsel is this one. Choose a worldview. choose a worldview. When I say worldview, whatever it is that you're taking it, is it something from the world? Is it a worldly worldview? Or is it a worldly worldview with a Christian facade? Or it is biblical worldview? At the end of the day, it is us for the taking. Choose godly counsel. Then if it says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners. When you say stands in the way of sinners, it talks about what? Lifestyle. The lifestyle that we have. The lifestyle that we receive. The lifestyle that we accept. The lifestyle that we embrace. Okay? Now look. Remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says here, bad company corrupts good character. It's a moral principle that applies to every single one of us, even if you consider yourself a strong Christian. At the end of the day, bad company corrupts good character. How does that happen? How would you know if a bad company has taken over your life? Okay, one of those ways at which we would know that is sometimes there are jokes that you used to not like, but at this point of your life, you're starting to like it. Sometimes there are jokes that you feel like doesn't honor God, but because you linger too much, you start embracing these kinds of jokes. Sometimes there are ways that you feel like violates your conviction, but at this time of your life, you're basically subscribing to all of these things. Those are the ways of the sinners. Now, having said that, if that is the case, if we're talking about the way of the sinners, if that is the case, so how am I going to reach the lost people? Listen, we don't reach out to lost people by living like lost people. We reach out to lost people by loving them and living like a saved person. It's one thing to get the boat in the water. It's another thing to get the water in the boat. Those are two different things. So at the end of the day, we reach out to people, but our convictions are intact. Because if you splurge into whatever people are splurging into, what difference does it make? What is there in your life that they would want to want simply because everything that you have is what they have? We are in the world, but we are not of the world. If you look at the third one, it says here, it talks about the seat of scoffers or the seat of mockers. It's more popularly known as the seat of mockers. When you talk about the seat of mockers, if you look at the Philippines right now, as a Christian, we ought not to strive to be politically correct more than being biblically correct. There will be things that's going to come in our shore that could be legislations, things that's going to happen this year that violates our convictions as Christians. But at the end of the day, we have to understand the seat of mockers are those who make fun of Christianity. And that is not our way. At the end of the day, you would come to understand, you know, thinking basically evolves to behaving. And at the end of the day, it comes to association, an intimate relationship with sinners. And it says here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now, what is quite interesting with how David wrote this is he started telling the things that we shouldn't be doing as God's people. Do not walk in the ways of the wicked, with the sinners and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he starts telling every single one of us that we should not end up in just saying no. There are things that we have to say yes to, and one of those things is God's word. It says here, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, if you come to understand, if you try to understand the context of this one, we're talking about someone who lives in the time of duty freaks. Meaning to say, these are people who would want to do duties for God. But at the end of the day, David said, his delight, it doesn't say his duty is in the law of the Lord. He says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He starts talking about delight, and delight simply means to take great pleasure in. At the end of the day, all of us have our own delight. It's just a matter of asking what those delights are. Why? Because our delight determines our direction. Our delight determines our direction. In verse 2 here, it says here, his delight is in the law of the Lord, And on his law, it says here, he meditates day and night. He meditates day and night. You know, the word meditate here is coming from the Hebrew word haga, which means to matter. Do you have friends who talk to themselves? You guys have friends who are like that. They love talking to themselves. You know what? When you say meditate, to matter, which basically talks about someone who loves talking to themselves. Meaning to say, they say something under their breath. They keep repeating things. And that is what it means to matter. It's like, you know, a cow chewing its cud. Okay? A cow chewing its cud. Meaning to say, a cow is trying to what? To digest. Not just feed itself, but to digest whatever it is that is being given to him. So when you say meditating on God's word for 2018, I hope and pray that we will be people of the word. That we will not be dependent on a Sunday preaching or a leadership 113 or whatever classes that we have in Victory, but we ourselves will get into the word, chew on it. Okay, try to understand, is this a command? Is this a promise for my life? Trying to understand the context. What does it mean? And all of these things. That is what it means to meditate on God's word. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 10, it says here, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honeycomb and drippings of honeycomb. Then in verse 3, it says here, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Now, what we have here is that the psalmist, or David rather, it says here in verse 3, he's like a tree. You know, God basically likens us to a tree. He likens us to a tree, meaning to say there has to be progress. Aren't you glad that, you know, God doesn't liken us to a twig? God doesn't liken us to something that is dead. He likens us to something that is sturdy. He likens us to a tree. Tree basically symbolizes progress. Friends, 2018, make it your goal that you're going to progress in your Christian walk. I mean, you cannot know the stuff that you know from 2 years ago in God's word. Start getting into the word. Sir, if you have to brag about something to your friends, more than just bragging about your car, your salary, brag about the knowledge that you have about God's word. Tell them what this verse means. Tell them what's the context of this story right here. Tell that to your wife. Tell that to your husband. Start digging in God's word. Start progressing. Maybe for some of you, it's time for you just to stop being a spectator in this church. Maybe God is calling you to get involved. Bring your talents, bring your skills in, because your skill, friends, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, will advance God's kingdom. Progress. One thing with men is this one. I don't know, sometimes I don't understand why men wouldn't want to be seen, you know, pouring it out to God. I don't know why sometimes men wouldn't want to be seen by their men friends worshiping God, coming to church, doing all sorts of things for God. I tell you what, we're not here to please the people of the world. We're not here to give audience to the people. We are the audience of one. And there's only one person that's going to worship and serve, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. It further says here, he's like a tree planted. Let me just pause there for a while. You know what? A couple of months ago, you know what? Rian started working on some gardening at home, stuff that I don't understand, stuff that gets me dirty, bring pots here, putting pots there. But I realized one thing, there's a difference between something that is planted and something that is potted. If you're potted, you're just temporary. And here's the thing, I understand in science is that whenever you pot something, it restrains growth. You guys know what I'm talking about, bonsai and all of these things. But when you plant something, it signifies one thing, friends. When you plant something, it signifies permanence. Ano pong point ko? Ang point ko lang, sana naman po itong 2018, hindi po tayo in and out kay God. Na yung prayer natin, prayer ni David, Lord, give me steadfast spirit within me. It's not like 2018, we commit to God, and then backslide, recommit to God, commit to God, recommit to God. Stop those cycles. That's not gonna do you any good. You keep going back to the elementary things instead of progressing to the prophetic destiny that God has for you. God has planted you because God wants you to be permanent, to be steadfast, to love God with every single thing that you have, to give it your all to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not saying that you have to hate your other friends out there. I'm telling you, you have to love them, and they have to see Jesus in you. They have to want what you have. It further says it yields fruit in its season. It talks about productivity. We bear fruit. You remember the promise of Abraham. God bless him, cause him to be fruitful, and God said just one thing, you're going to be blessing to the people of the world. And open pray, when people come to you, they would see the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Isn't this the person in 2016 who loves cursing, who loves cussing? Isn't this the same person who hates this, who keeps doing all of this crazy thing? What has happened to you? Guess what happened to the person? Jesus happened to that person. Started becoming serious in his Christian walk. And eventually, the fruit of the Spirit basically manifests in his life. Another thing with fruit is this one. Fruit brings refreshment. Tama po ba sa New Year, uso po ang mga bilog na prutas? Nakabili na ba kayo? Napakamahal po. Ilan po ba kailangan natin iset sa table? 13? Tama ba 13? Nalala ko yung mami ko before, when we were young, every New Year, she would give us all of this terno shirt. Lahat kami magkakapatid, there's four of us then, and all of us are wearing polka dots. Sabi ni mami ko, para raw swerte. Okay lang ako kasi I was just like, what, 6 years old. But my sister was teenager that time. So it's bad for her. Okay, not too bad for me then. It brings about refreshment to the people around you. Friends, I hope this 2018, takbuhan kayo ng mga kaibigan nyo. I hope this 2018, you know, whenever you come in, there's just something in you that people would want to want. And you bring about refreshment to the people around you. You bring about joy. You bring about happiness. You know, it just overflows out of you. And that is what it means to be productive. And here's the last one, friends. Look at this one. Let me end with this. Its leaf does not wither. Look at this one. In all that he does, he prospers. Amen. What is sad here is that, you know, David started contrasting this by saying, but the wicked are not so. He says, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. You know what chaff is? Let me just try to explain it this way. If you go to Peanut World or you go buy peanuts at the Boulevard, it has a shell. You remove the shell, you get the peanuts, you eat the peanuts. What do you do with the shell? Come on now, what do you do with the shell? You don't eat it, right? You throw it away. You eat the peanuts, you throw away the shell. What happens to the shell when you throw it away? It gets stomped upon, gets driven by the wind. Eventually, if you try to grind it, it becomes dust for that matter. That is what a shaft looks like. It's something like that. It just gets driven away by the wind. Meaning to say, lahat po ng ipinundar nyo, if you are a wicked person, the wind will just drive them away. The wind, sayang po, you don't want to work in vain. Come on now, even as a Christian, always put God's kingdom in the things that you're doing if you don't want things to be just driven away. Then it says here, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregations of righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The word know there pertains to the father knowing his child, the wants, the desires, the temperament, the mood of his child. Guess what? God knows your wants, your needs, your temperament, your mood. What makes you happy? God knows all of those things. He knows you through and through. But it says here, but the way of the wicked will perish. And let me end with this. 1 Psalm chapter 1. First word of Psalm chapter 1 is blessed. Last word of Psalm chapter 1 is perish. Two words, two groups of people, two destiny, blessing for the righteous. The wicked will perish. Not so with us, God's people. I hope and pray that this 2018, we will pursue the things of God. We will set our minds on the things of above as we honor God and make disciples all together.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.